So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Now with Zach Orr, and he took a lot of heat the last 2 years replacing Mike McDonald as defensive coordinator, and a lot of it justified, unprepared and just communication lapses or whatever it is. And it did they have to, with the personnel he was given, should there have been more results?
Yeah. I mean, what were we saying? I'm trying to go back in time, remember what the talking points were at the beginning of last year, because that was the transition from McDonald to him.
It was all communication. Everyone was discombobulated there.
So much to be made of that. Again, McDonald, a defensive genius, or a first-time DC, some growing pains expected. But the roster itself, pretty much the same. Maybe one or two guys missing. But for the most part, your key, especially your big-name players, Hamilton, Roquan, your leaders, Matabike, that was all the same.
Yeah, we lost him early, which turned out to be a massive...
This year.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about...
Last year.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It was the same roster that McDonald had at his disposal, which made it all the more confusing is that, okay, how can the scheme be that wildly different that these guys aren't grasping it in a way? But then you mentioned communication. All right, I can see that, but even still, it's the same players. Like, what changed? I mean, Roquan's still the green dot guy. You know, Hamilton's still the guy organizing things on the back end. I don't know. It just, to me, it didn't make sense the operation looked that sloppy after such great success a year prior.
And then they bring in Dean Pease. We're talking about 24. They stabilized after the bye. Actually started to get better before the bye. And we're one of the best defenses statistically in the NFL last 8 weeks of the season. But this year, again, it goes back to, and we lost Matabike, as we said. Owe had zero sacks before he was traded away. Van Noy aged another year, was a little bit banged up, so the pass rush was not. I mean, Teddy Buchanan went from a fourth-round draft pick to, what, your third-best defensive player behind Roquan or Kyle Hamilton and Roquan for a stretch, but they just could not. He didn't seem clever. There wasn't anything unique, and I don't have the brain power to figure out a way or devise game plans. Go back to Sunday's game, for instance, Collinsworth's like, they're not blitzing, because when they tried to blitz Aaron Rodgers a couple weeks prior, he diced them up. Mm-hmm. So they were playing soft coverage, and he was just taking, especially once he got his sea legs under him in the second half. So there was, he was out thinking the Ravens defense.
Yeah, I think that's fair to say. But maybe it's kind of like, you know, the offensive struggles in the sense that it all starts with the O-line. And the O-line was never good, and it was just terrible all year, and that had that trickle-down effect on the rest of the offense. So maybe never having a legit pass rush did the same thing for the defense, in a way. But again, kind of the same personnel. Kyle Van Noy, another year older, certainly looked another year older this year, still had some moments. You mentioned Owe did nothing before he was traded. Mike Green, far below our expectations as a rookie.
8 sacks was the prediction.
And again, the Madubuike thing. Because if he's there, he's getting sacks himself. He was showing that in just 2 weeks alone. And I think his presence unlocks things for other people because he commands that attention. So I think it's a combination there. You know, pass rush regression could be viewed the same way the O-line regression was for the offense.
Zach Gore, I guess to my original point, sorry about that. We got off track a little bit. He was an undrafted free agent, became a second-team All-Pro for the Ravens. Career got cut short because of an injury, and then ascended up the ranks as a coach, but it just didn't pan out. So he's a Raven. Well, Zach Gore doesn't know what it's like. He knows what it's like to be a Raven more than you do as a player and as a coach. As a coach, it just didn't pan out, and I'm assuming that he'll find another job somewhere. Does he follow John Harbaugh?
If we're to believe this report that Harbaugh wanted to run the entire staff back, then maybe that would lend itself to that. I could picture that a little more easily than Monken following him. I'll just say that. But I don't know. I think he's got to go back to being a linebacker coach. And ultimately, it's probably just too soon. You know, and we even made the point at the time, even if you were on board with it, I was on board with the decision because I thought it was a good personality hire. The players gave him the vote of confidence. You know, hey, this guy's coming from within. We trust this guy. We already know this guy. It makes sense. And it just never worked out. And I think it's just ultimately a lack of experience. So, hey, a couple more years, linebacker coach, that's your expertise. He'll be a DC again. He'll get a second shot.
So the Ravens looking for a new head coach. Before we hit the break, Ian Rappaport tweeting out that the Ravens have requested to interview Joe Brady, offensive coordinator, Buffalo Bills, who play tomorrow. Or is it Sunday? They play Sunday at Jacksonville. We'll get in all of our picks and breakdown of the NFL playoffs. Great college football game last night. Talk about that. A lot of Orioles settled their arbitration issues before it actually hits arbitration. Gunnar Henderson got paid, baby, and paid in a big way. We'll get into all of that and more, but if you want to join us, you can. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's Featured Artist Friday. Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw, and Alex Gamponi. It's Vinny and Annie here on The Fan.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.